Welcome to the Georgia Today podcast. Here we bring you the latest reports from the GPB newsroom. On today's episode, three men escape from the DeKalb County Jail. A Georgia senator questions why the federal government is delaying chemical cleanup at military bases, and officials in Middle Georgia consider allowing a new data center on annexed city land.
I don't know why that annexation happened. I don't want to make any guesses. I wasn't really paying attention then, but I know what it looks like.
Today is Monday, December 22nd. I'm Peter Biello, and this is Georgia Today. Planning and zoning officials in the city of Forsyth in central Georgia are considering whether to rezone some 1,600 acres of timberland for a proposed data center. GPB's Grant Blankenship has more.
The Monroe County Commission has a moratorium on data center developments, but the county seat of Forsyth has its own city government. And the 12 million square foot data center would be on land annexed into the city in 2020. That places it outside the county moratorium, leaving some of the county feeling like they have no say. During a joint meeting of both governments last week, Forsyth resident John Patillo asked the city to follow the county's lead.
To encourage the city to pause this, any approvals going forward on this proposed development. I don't know why that annexation happened. I don't want to make any guesses. I wasn't really paying attention then, but I know what it looks like.
The final decision on the Forsyth Data Center won't be made until the first week of January. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.
The Southeast Georgia city of Port Wentworth has opened the door to data center development. The city council voted late last week to approve zoning changes that would define what qualifies as a data center. It would also regulate some qualities of proposed data centers, such as setbacks and parking. Proponents argued that any data center would increase tax revenue and create more high-paying jobs without any jump in property taxes. Opponents raised concerns about water quality and complained the process moved too quickly for the public to respond to the details of the proposed changes. Georgia Senator John Ossoff is among a group of senators protesting the Department of Defense's decision to delay the cleanup of PFAS contamination at military bases. PFAS cleanup plans will be delayed at Dobbins Air Reserve Base, Moody Air Force Base, Robbins Air Force Base, and Savannah International Airport, which hosts the Georgia Air National Guard. The new timetable pushes the deadline for each base back several years to 2032. Savannah International Airport, for example, was originally supposed to be cleaned up by September 2027. Exposure to PFAS chemicals has been linked to cancer, among other diseases. It's common on or near many U.S. military bases. Senators are asking the DOD to explain, among other things, the reason for the delay. The Bibb County Coroner's Office has released the identity of the man found dead in the Bibb County Jail. 51-year-old Willie Edward Drake of Columbus was found unconscious and pronounced dead in his cell Friday night. Coroner Leon Jones says an autopsy was planned for this morning. Drake had been arrested for criminal trespassing and violating probation. Three men escaped from the DeKalb County Jail this morning, GPB's Sarah Callis reports.
The DeKalb County Sheriff's Office says the escape was discovered during a routine security check when officers discovered that the three men were missing. Officials did not release information about how they escaped. The men, who range from age 24 to 31, are charged with a variety of crimes, including assault, arson, and armed robbery. One has been charged with murder. Officials did not say if the men knew each other prior to serving time in jail. The DeKalb County Sheriff's Office says that the men are considered armed and dangerous. Officials are asking anyone with information about the men's whereabouts to contact the DeKalb Sheriff's Office tip hotline. For GPB News, I'm Sarah Callis.
A logistics company in Northwest Georgia is laying off 105 workers after losing a contract with GE Appliances. Comprehensive Logistics says the layoffs will occur at two locations in Crandall and Chatsworth. Workers impacted include forklift operators, technicians, managers, supervisors, and general laborers, among other positions. In a notice to the state, the company says the contract with GE Appliances will be picked up by the supply chain manager Kenco in March of next year, and most employees will be hired by Kenco. A restaurant famous for Chicago-style street food has opened its first location in Georgia. Portillo's is now serving customers in Kennesaw. The 6,200-square-foot restaurant offers, among other things, Chicago-style hot dogs and its famous Italian beef sandwiches. Electric vehicle startup Rivian has announced five new education partnerships across the state. The EV company is committing at least $330,000 to technical training in emerging technologies. The partnerships include the University of Georgia, Georgia Tech, Piedmont Technical College, Fort Benning, and the Georgia Science and Engineering Fair. Rivian says the programs are designed to prepare students and veterans for jobs in engineering and advanced manufacturing. The automaker cited Georgia's higher education system as a key reason it chose the state for major expansion. Rivian plans to build a $5 billion electric vehicle factory in Georgia and has its East Coast headquarters in Atlanta. In sports, the Atlanta Falcons have won their second straight game. Bijan Robinson gained 171 yards from scrimmage and had a touchdown catch, and Kirk Cousins threw two touchdown passes and ran for a score in yesterday's 26-19 win over the Arizona Cardinals. The good times have come too late for the Falcons to make a run at the postseason, but yesterday's victory was a reminder that this is a roster with the potential to produce positive results. The Falcons host the Los Angeles Rams 1 week from today. And for the third straight year, Georgia Tech has sold out its full allotment of bowl tickets. As Tech's allocation of tickets to see the number 22-ranked Yellow Jackets in Saturday's Pop-Tarts Bowl versus number 12 BYU is completely gone. In addition to selling out its first allotment of tickets, Georgia Tech was able to secure more tickets above its original allocation in order to fulfill all ticket requests that were made through the Georgia Tech Athletics Ticket Office. This year, the Pop-Tarts Bowl is one of only three non-college football playoff bowls that feature a matchup between two nationally ranked teams. Saturday's game kicks off at 3:30 in the afternoon at Camping World Stadium in Orlando. And that is a wrap on Georgia Today. Thank you so much for tuning in. We hope you come back tomorrow. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast so it pops up automatically in your feed. And remember, you could always check out gpb.org/news for updates. If you've got feedback on anything you hear, or if you want to hear something and you haven't heard it yet, let us know. The best way to reach us is by email. And that address is georgiatoday@gpb.org. That's georgiatoday@gpb.org. I'm Peter Biello. Thanks again for listening. We will see you tomorrow.